Now, David McCullum has been appearing in films, TV programmes since the 1950s. He became a huge star when he landed the role of the Russian-born agent Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., or rather became a huge star when his on-screen relationship with co-star Robert Vaughan and their contrasting good looks caught the imagination of viewers on both sides of the Atlantic. The last few years, he's been attracting a whole new generation of fans, playing Dr. Donald Ducky Mallard in CBS's hit series NCIS about the American Naval Criminal Investigation Service. He plays here on Channel 5. So a long career, David, and you distressingly look exactly the same now as you did when you were on
The
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Don't add up, so we don't go there. Yes, I've not only played...
What have you gone to America for? Sort of plastic surgery and monkey gland treatment? What's going on?
Oh, please. No, I think a good glass of wine and good jeans and... I don't know, just a good life and a wonderful time. I've just had a fabulous life and a fabulous career, and to finally, at my age, end up playing a pathologist, which has allowed me, quite apart from all of the wonderful acting and cast and crew and all the things that you do in a series, but also to study pathology, to work with pathologists, and I think I've cut up at least 100 actors in my 6 years so far.
Something a lot of actors have wanted to do to each other, but you take it very seriously, don't you? Because you go and attend autopsies and...
Do all that. Yeah.
Why? You don't need to do that to act it, surely?
Well, I think if you're sort of... the first thing we wanted to do is... I knew nothing about pathology at all, so I down and watched through the window, and there were 5 of the most gruesome autopsies you could possibly imagine. And there's a wonderful sign up on the back wall that says no eating and drinking. So I kind of realized I was in the right spot.
Yes.
But there's no way I could do it or do the physical part of the autopsy without watching. And also I cannot learn the lines that they give me without knowing, when I'm talking about aortic stenosis, what it means.
So you've actually done... But have you always been like this as an actor? So when you were Ilya Kuryakin, did you go and live behind the Iron Curtain as a secret agent for a while? If you play Hamlet, you go to Denmark?
No, I think it's carrying a little... I remember my left foot, wasn't it, that he remained in character for the entire production?
Yes, it was pretty hard.
I've never gone anywhere near that. But Mark Harmon, our trusty leader, I was making fun of me because he says, you know, I'm totally obsessive about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And my wife, she says, don't worry about David. He has at least 2 yards of death books on the shelf.
So that's all explained away by the
Exactly. Yes.
Perhaps you should just explain to me if they haven't seen it. It's NCIS on Channel 5 over here. And it's one of those series you think is extraordinary, however good or slick it is, that you can get a whole numbers of series or seasons out of it. It's more and more stories. It's all about sort of crime within the American Navy, really.
Well, it always worried me that all we're dealing with is the bad guys, in the Navy and the Marines, and it is a little disrespectful to what magnificent service. But I went down to Washington, and I went to NCIS, and they're all civilians, and they're all experts in what they do, and very dedicated and keen and wonderful people. And around that time, they had obviously been responsible for picking up the plane crash of the Pentagon on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And then there was the coal in the Gulf, and others, and just meeting them and talking to them and seeing what they do was very exciting. So what we try to do is to do things that are as close to reality as possible.
So it could be people
disrespectful.
Could be people killed on the battlefield, or they could have killed each other, or there could be other crimes, computer crimes.
They've written 138 shows so far, and I don't know how they do it. And I'm fascinated to see the next 26 that we start in July, to see how many times we can pick up. It's fun watching the TV guide in America. Gibbs comes across a dead Marine or some very simple phrase, but they can usually come up with some very good surprises.
I know it's a gruesome subject. It's quite sort of it's quite funny, really. It's sort of light-hearted. A lot of banter between the various people.
It's an extraordinary cast that when we meet each other in the morning, we all sort of hug and love and become very, very close. And that whole camaraderie filters its way into the show itself. And that's, I think, what people have responded to.
Well, you were born in Scotland. You moved to London at an early age. I think you've lived in New York for a lot, and this is filmed in L.A. Where do you feel is home now?
My suitcases. Yeah. It's very simple, simple. No, I have a one-room apartment in Santa Monica, California, and we have a home in New York.
Yeah.
So Catherine and I basically have a marriage by cell phone, because she's an interior designer in New York, and all her clients, and no way can she leave her clients.
Yes. So we seem to be commanding the field of eccentric doctors in America, with Hugh Laurie on House.
Yes.
And
what
is it, do you think, the British, Anglo-Scottish actors seem to be the thing that that we want?
I don't know. I think probably Peter O'Toole is the grandfather of us all, and we've all descended from him in character.
Yes. I think somebody once said you could have been his, you look like his son in one of your performances.
I've worked with him, and I know him, and I remember the old days way back in that club behind the Haymarket when we were very, very young actors. We'd all go there and drink, Sean Connery and that whole bunch. It was, it all seems so very, very long ago.
And, of course, that's such a big success, that whole thing of being Ilya Kuryakin, sort of suggesting that Carol's career is somewhat overshadowed by her mother. But in a way, your acting career, perhaps for a while, and overshadowed by being so well-known in that particular role.
Well, in the beginning, I was also the son of a famous person, because my father was Beecham's concertmaster with the London Philharmonic, the Royal Philharmonic. And then I came into this building, into BH, in 1946 to do a radio play.
Yes.
So I've come back here how many years it is later.
Did your father think it was a poor substitute being an actor?
He thought it was a dreadful
musician.
Idea. He thought it was a dreadful idea. He wanted me to go off to Paris and I played the oboe. I still do. But he wanted me to go to Paris and study at the conservatoire. But no, I stood up on a stage as a very small child, spouted Shakespeare, and the entire audience clapped and applauded this somewhat precocious, small, blonde kid. And I thought, this is my home.
Yes.
And it's been my home ever
since. It's still there. And you used to be greeted in the street as hello, Ilya. And now people say
hello, ducky,
which is a slightly different greeting.
I love
greeting.
You, ducky.
And whatever happened to the Quentin Tarantino version of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Is that ever
I keep
take place?
Telling all these people that try to do The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that unless you bring them back the Cold War, the Vietnam War, and all of the angst that there was in America at that time, and you're doing an original show that saves the world in 45 minutes, it's been done.
All right. Okay, I'm sure we'll bring it. But I have to bring you back as well. You'd have to, and indeed Robert Vaughan, who's also available and going strong.
No, I play the grandfather of Ilya.
The man from Grandad. Okay, well, excellent. Good to have you.